Yesterday afternoon, as a family, we watched the animated film The Prince of Egypt. If you've not seen it, then I highly recommend it. It's an animated retelling of the Exodus story. It follows the story from Moses being placed in the basket as a baby and floated down the River Nile, to growing up in Pharaoh's palace, to eventually taking his place as the leader of the people of Israel as he takes them from slavery in Egypt to freedom in the Promised Land. In our reading from St. Paul's letter to the church in Rome, which we heard today, the Apostle Paul is using the analogy of slavery to describe our motivations in life. And he focuses this theme in, asking us to consider what ultimately are our masters in life. The Apostle Paul writes that we are slaves to what we obey, and his argument is that whether we like it or not, we each obey something in our lives. I think perhaps society would give us a different view. It would say that true freedom means not having a master, to be fully in control of our own lives and our own decisions. But Paul challenges this idea that we are all independent people making independent choices. Instead, he argues, all humans serve something. His argument here is that we are either slaves to sin or slaves to righteousness. Paul's message sounds quite strange to our ears, and I think he even recognises this himself as he remarks that he's putting this into human terms, hoping that his readers would understand. His argument is that we are always worshipping something in our lives, and if that thing is not God, then it will be something else. And this is not surprising when we think about it. The first two of the Ten Commandments are, you shall have no other gods before me. And the second, you shall not make for yourself idols. Paul is wanting his readers to be free from slavery. And the point he is looking to make is that true freedom is found in obedience to God. When you think about it, I think that makes sense. There's many things in life that we can become slaves to. Success, approval from others, money, achievement, power, the list could well be endless. And these things are not necessarily always wrong in and of themselves. It's good to work hard and have an ambition. But what is damaging is when we make these things our idols in life. When we end up serving things that are not God, the fruits of those things are never good. I can remember a good friend of mine who was, who's been very successful in life and he's made a lot of money. And he told me once that his money has not brought him any happiness. And if anything, it's done the exact opposite. St. Paul describes how the wages of sin is death, but the wages of life that serve God is found in holiness and leads to eternal life. So what does it mean to be a slave of righteousness? Well, when I think of that word slave, my mind goes back to the Prince of Egypt, to the Israelites building Pharaoh's cities, all the time being shouted at and whipped. But a slave to righteousness is not the same as being a slave to sin. St. Paul continues this theme actually throughout a number of his letters, and in his letter to Galatians, he said those words which we started our service with this morning. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourself be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. We are told to cast off a burden of slavery, for we have been made free in Christ. By making Christ our master, we then find freedom. And Jesus explains this paradox to us in Matthew's Gospel when he says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. When we make God the master of our lives, we find that he is gentle, and the yoke he places on us is both easy and light. Now, this does not mean we won't ever face hardships in life. But what it does mean is that regardless of where life takes us, we can always find rest for our souls. Over the years, I've seen firsthand through my role the impact that addictive behaviour can have on people's lives, whether that's alcohol, drugs, or gambling. What started as a behaviour becomes a habit, and sadly, that habit never brings satisfaction. It always craves more. It demands more and more of the person caught in it. Those things in life that we can make our idols can be the same. I've met so many people who have put their career before their family, always chasing that next promotion or that next job first, even if the result is that the family suffers, or in worst case, becomes torn apart. When we think about how society is progressing, we see the things we are told that are great often don't bring satisfaction. I think about how my children have access to whatever children's show they could possibly want at just the press of a button, and how we all have so much at our fingertips, whether that's entertainment or possessions or even opportunities in life. But which of these things will give us lasting satisfaction? With Jesus, things are very different. Every other master in our life demands a sacrifice from us. But Jesus is different because instead he became the sacrifice for us. I find myself often reflecting on that famous prayer of St. Augustine when he prays, "Our hearts are restless until they find rest in you." I used to have it on a little post-it note that I kept on my monitor screen. "Our hearts are restless until they find rest in you." We each have that space inside of us, sometimes referred to as that God-shaped hole, that part of us that remains restless until we come to God and follow him and let him be the master of our lives. And in doing so, then we will find rest. And in order for us to be free, we needed to be rescued. Like the Israelites trapped in Egypt, they needed Moses to obey God's guidance and come and set them free and lead them from slavery into the promised land. And Jesus does the same for us. And rather than cross through the Red Sea, we come through the waters of baptism, set free by the work of Christ on the cross. We are also delivered. In the Exodus story, God's people were at first quite skeptical. As harsh as their treatment was, they were used to it. It was familiar, and there was a reluctance to believe Moses and accept that they could be truly free. At one point, they were so fearful they even wanted to turn back and return to being slaves in Egypt. It likewise could be hard to set aside those things which are masters in our life, to decide not to put our trust in earthly things. But when we come to Jesus and make him the master of our lives, then we find peace and rest and ultimately satisfaction. Amen.